from the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Robert, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We have a great show tonight. We have a great audience. Give yourselves a big hand. Awesome, awesome. Once again, another beautiful audience for radio, and that's important when you're on the radio, of course. We've got a friend we're going to start off tonight with who's been on Radio Live many times over the last three decades. That the program has been in existence, and that he has been in existence as well. Richard Gilowitz always amazes his audience with his 6 and 12 string finger gymnastics while entertaining us with stories of life on the road too unbelievable not to be true. His use of banjo-style picking patterns, classical arpeggios, tapping and harmonics, as well as a rhythmic and percussive approach bring a fresh impression to the listener. 20th Century Guitar Magazine says of Richard, a powerhouse of eclectic guitar styles and genres, Gilowitz wears his influences well. In addition to his concert performances, Richard offers his Gillicamp guitar workshops, Meet the Artist seminars, and Avenues for Success education outreach programs to inspire players worldwide and provide opportunities for music lovers to hone their craft and young players to learn fingerstyle techniques and tips of the trade. Please welcome our old friend back once again on Radio Live, Richard Gilowitz.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back. A lot of people don't realize Pat's life is mostly based on a true story. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a Justin Bieber tune I adapted to the guitar. I wonder what compels me to say things like that. Since I've last been here, I've been to New Zealand 8 times and Australia 5, and the flight there is just incredible. On the last one, I was, I think it's 14 hours from L.A., and that was the one on the way to Tasmania, where I recorded my last recording. And I remember being on the plane and I didn't even know how to do it, but I was trying to read my own mind. Just something to kill time with. And then I fell asleep, and several times, but one of the times I woke up, for some reason, I thought my wife was sitting next to me, and I asked this guy to scratch my back. Never seen an expression like that. And he was trapped against the window. All right, here we go. That's a good one for radio. Thank you. Thank you. I'll play something on this cheese grater here, this 12th string. I don't know if you noticed during the last tune, especially those of you tuned in on radio, that I was smiling while I was playing. And that's because my guitar teacher, David Walbert, who wrote both of those arrangements, he listened to me play it. And while I was playing it, he took a felt tip pen, and as I was moving my thumb up and down the neck, he was trying to target my thumb with the felt tip pen. And periodically, when my thumb would come up periscope for air, he would nail it. And he hit it most of the time, and I thought, boy, I must be making a lot of mistakes. And when I got done, my thumb was black, and I asked him what was wrong with the tune, and he said, nothing, it sounded great. And I said, well, why were you doing that? And he said, I don't know, I just felt like doing it. So I was thinking about that. Also the fact that during one of our lessons, he was accusing me of making a face like a cat in a litter box when I played. So we actually worked on smiling for a whole lesson. I was also laughing because he used to write for Trivial Pursuit. He was telling me when we met last time about bog snorkeling, which is apparently a sport. And the one that really got me was ferret legging. Has anybody ever heard of that? If you don't believe me, look it up. Just not now, because we're doing what resembles a show. But look up ferret legging, and it's, a sport where the Scottish put a live ferret in these baggy trousers and see who can last the longest. I think the victory dance is the same as the competition. So when you're sitting there watching me play and you're thinking, boy, he loves playing guitar, he's having a good time, all I'm doing is thinking about something like ferret legging. Or contemplating whether or not flies have necks. Have you figured out yet that I was not like the other children? The music of the guy who wrote this tune so much I mailed him one of my fingernails. I used to use those metal finger picks, and he called them my Freddy Krueger starter set. So I got rid of the picks, and the first note I hit was my right thumb, and the thumbnail went patwack, so I mailed it to him. So he gave me a quote on the back of my first CD and said, Richard's a weird guy. Years later, I found out he had kept my nail. He said if he broke one, he wanted to have a spare. Slide and then warn him it's my last tune, but I just looked at my watch, so this is my last tune. This is a tune I wrote by Johann Sebastian Bach called Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. See you again in a little bit. Thanks for coming out. Thank you.
Richard Gilowitz. Richard will be back with us in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live, coming to you this evening from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 40 attorneys providing a full range of legal services in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. And we do love our sponsors. Yes, we do. I am so excited to have these folks with us on the show tonight. Sally Spring and Ted Lyons, I've been looking forward to. I talked to her many, many months ago because we booked the show so far in advance, and I've been waiting in anticipation. Born in California and raised in North Carolina, Sally literally started singing even before she could speak. I don't know how she did that, but she did. The daughter of an inventor whose classmates were Hewlett and Packard, she grew up thinking outside the box. At 11 years old, she bought her first guitar, figured out open tunings on her own, and accompanied herself on a local television appearance a mere 6 weeks after she started playing. She performed in college coffee houses soon after, dropping in and out of school to travel and perform. She traveled the country on a shoestring, making friends and sharing the stage with folks like The Byrds, Doc Watson, Mama Cass, Taj Mahal, and many others. Now, more than three decades later, Sally continues to perform throughout the United States and Europe, accompanied by her husband, the eclectic rhythmic Ted Lyons. Das Rock, yes indeed. Das Rock in Germany describes her voice like that of Emmylou Harris, Natalie Merchant, and Tracy Chapman. Gene Parsons of The Byrds calls Sally a treasure. Sally and Ted have received international acclaim for their performances, including their latest CD charting number one in Europe and number two worldwide on Americana Radio, as well as number two on international folk radio. Please join me in welcoming Sally Spring and Ted Lyons. Thank you.
summer's come and the heat hangs low. No escape inside. The sirens scream and the lovers mourn. Just like any other night. Here I am on the short side of nothing. Here I am on the short side of nothing. On the short side of nothing. Here we are in our old El Dorado on a Friday night in the rain. Parked in the driveway with the windows rolled up. Oh, I love when you hold me this way. A million miles across the universe. Turn on the radio, find us a song. Stay here a while in the rain. Savor these kisses, the taste of sweet love, the same love that took us away.
Thank you so much. It's really wonderful to be here. I had no idea this was such a large venue, and there's so many happy, smiling faces out here. This is really great. Can we just take you back to North Carolina with us? That'd be great. Ted and I travel a lot, and when we do, he drops me off at the hotel, and then he goes and explores. And while he's exploring, I'm in the hotel booking jobs and mapping out routes and everything, and then he comes back and he shows me, takes me to show me all the things that he's discovered. And one time we were up in Maryland, he was looking at battlefields, and there was an Antietam, and there is a battlefield called the Battle of the Cornfield. And I was really impressed with that. It was a huge battle that occurred, and they had probably more casualties, and it only lasted for less than an hour. They had 10,000 casualties about in that one less than hour time. And so I decided that it certainly deserved a song, and this one is called Boys in the Cornfield.
Skies on fire in the land of plenty. Sunset is red, the spilled milk and honey. And the boys do what they're told. The boys do what they're told. Their parents cry, they were never the same. It's the young boys who die, but the old men are to blame. And the boys do what they're told. The boys do what they're told. Boys in the cornfield under a blue and gray canopy, from different towns, from different families. Boys in the cornfield scattered hope and debris. They all had different plans, but the same destiny. The boys lay still among September corn, eyes closed tightly, dreaming of home. Visions of riding down the river again. This time they rode it to the very end. And the boys do what they're told. The boys do what they're told. Boys in the cornfield under a blue and gray canopy. From different towns, from different families. Boys in the cornfield scattered hope and debris. They all had different plans, but the same destiny. Drums in the distance, guns hiss and smoke. 10,000 fall with friends and foe. A moment of stillness while the crickets sing of home. Boys in the cornfield left to die alone. And the boys do what they're told. The boys do what they're told.
Is about peace, P-E-A-C-E. Peace in the world, peace in the country, peace in the city, peace in the streets, peace at home, and peace at the dinner table.
We have made great plans to span the sky. We gave sight to the blind with another man's eyes. Made submarine sails submerged for weeks. But it don't make sense if I can't make peace. One man's heart, make another man live. Well, we go to the moon and we come back thrilling. We can crush any country in a matter of weeks. But it don't make sense if we can't make peace. We make a blood transfusion that'll save a life. Change the darkness into broad daylight. Make a deaf man hear, a mute man speak. But it don't make sense if we can't make peace. We have made great planes to span the sky. We gave sight to the blind with another man's eyes. Made submarines stay submerged for weeks. But it don't make sense if we can't make peace. If we can't make peace.
Sally Spring and Ted Lyons. I can tell that you're all feeling the love here tonight. That's what this is, a big love fest anyway. I love it. The program is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We do this program live the first Thursday of every month, with the exception of next month. In January, we'll be doing it on the second Thursday. But other than that, just remember, first Thursday of the month, Radio Live here in the Museum of Commerce. We also do encore broadcasts of the program on subsequent Thursday nights on WWF 88.1 FM. And we also run it every night of the week at 9 p.m. on Channel 4 on Cox Cable, WUWF-TV. So lots of ways to listen and watch the show. We also have archival programs. If you like the show tonight, by the end of next week, it'll be on the website. You can listen to it, streaming audio, and relive the experience. And we hope you will. All right, our next guest is a gentleman we've had on a few times before. Always a joy to have Eric Taylor join us. He learned his intricate blues guitar styling from music legends Lightnin' Hopkins, Mance Lipscomb, and Mississippi Fred McDowell while working at the Family Hand Club in Houston. Later, he developed his own unique guitar picking and narrative vocal style, and it is indeed unique. In 1977, he was a winner of the New Folk Competition at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Shameless Love, his first album, came out in 1981, and after a hiatus of almost 14 years, he returned with the self-titled Eric Taylor, released in 1995 and subsequently chosen as the 1996 Kerrville Folk Festival Album of the Year. 3 years later, he released Resurrect, named one of the 100 Essential Records of All Time by Buddy Magazine. He was headlined at the Newport Folk Festival, played NPR's Mountain Stage, and appeared on both Late Night with David Letterman, with Nancy Griffith, and Austin City Limits with Lyle Lovett, Guy Clark, and Robert Earl Keane. To say that Eric Taylor is one of the finest writers of our time would be an understatement, says Nancy Griffith. If you miss an opportunity to hear Eric Taylor, you have missed a chance to hear a voice I consider the William Faulkner of songwriting in our current time. In 2008, Eric and his Hollywood Pocket Knife CD were nominated for Folk Wax's Artist of the Year and Album of the Year, and his most recent recording live at the Red Shack was named one of the top 10 albums of the year by Texas Music Magazine and the best of 2012 by Third Coast Music Magazine. Please welcome Eric Taylor.
That's a great introduction. That was almost longer than Lonesome Dove. Had I known what I was playing against tonight with the two acts that you've just heard, I might have taken a step back and stayed at the bar just a little longer. I used to open for Leo Kottke, and I used to have to introduce him at times. And I introduced him as a man who played with both hands. He should meet Sally. I'm an actor. I'm a playwright. I'm a comic. I'm depressing. What you've got to do is you got to think about a train wreck coming from Houston, Texas, going to San Antonio. It gets about to Borden, Texas, where I live, and the whole thing goes off the track. It's all full of carnies. It's a carnival train, you see. It's got all these little people, and it's got all these little dogs. If you got a carnival, you've got to have a bunch of little dogs. You got to watch those dogs, because one of those dogs was a Chihuahua that stole a Lincoln Continental and drove all the way to San Antonio without the rest of them. I'm talking about the knife throwers, the fire eaters, the snake girls. Man, I love the snake girls. But these are carnies, man. I always wanted to grow up and be a carny. Really, what I wanted to do was grow up and be an artist. And then one night, David Olney and I were talking about it, and he says, man, we're not artists. We're carnies. We're fire eaters. Knife throwers. We're thieves. What you have to think about is this train fell off the tracks. You had all these people standing on the side of Highway 90, just kind of looking around, wondering, what in the world has happened to me? And then over in the corner, you'll see something odd. It's a little red electric guitar made in China. And it's leaning up against a tree there. And if you went to pick it up, you would see the hands of Picasso on the neck of it. You would see the fingerprints of Picasso on this little red electric guitar made in China. And you wonder, what the hell happened to all of us here? There was everybody standing around, and there was two little blind whores sitting on the tracks with a one-armed preacher with a knife in his back. You start wondering. What went on here? What happened here? It ain't nothing but a guitar, go ahead and play it. It ain't nothing but a high price, go ahead and pay it. It ain't nothing but a goodbye, go ahead and say it then. You ain't gonna do no better without. I'll just run this little hustle, honey, keep us fed. Stacking up the milk bottles made out of lead. Yeah, I'm a $3 for $1 carny son of a bitch. But you ain't gonna do no better, girl, without me. You ain't gonna do no better without me. I'm out on the interstate running Louisiana plates. I get lonesome when I can't find her. I'll catch her out of Hallettsville, get her back, I know I will. I get lonesome, boys, when I can't find her. She ain't gonna do no better without me. She ain't gonna do no better without me. I'm pretty good with my hands. I can break it and I can fix it. I can turn 20 dirty dollars from a $2 ticket. You say the smell of cotton candy about to make you sick. You ain't gonna do no better without me. You ain't gonna do no better without me. Her mother was a fat clown, little dog act. And she used to hit Jean all the time until Jean hit her back. I stole a little red guitar and some gasoline. And she ain't gonna do no better now, boy, without me. She ain't gonna do no better without me. While I'm out on the interstate running Louisiana plates, and And I get lonesome when I can't find her. I'll catch her out of Alletsville, get her back, I know I will. But I get lonesome, see, boys, when I can't find her. She ain't gonna do no better without me. No better without me. Because I'm Carnival Jim, and she's just Jean. And she's cold as Minnesota, man, and she can't cook or clean, but she can play a little guitar, man. You ought to hear her sing. No better without me. No better without me. It ain't nothing but a guitar. Why don't you just go ahead and play it? It ain't nothing but a high price. Go ahead and pay it. It ain't nothing but a goodbye. Go ahead and say it. You ain't gonna do no better without me. Ain't gonna do no better without me. Ain't gonna do no better without me. Thank you very much. Thanks, y'all. I don't do that many cover songs, but this is one that I did many years ago, and I ended up recording on a couple of records. So I'll tell you a story one time. I'll try to make it quick, because I know I've got 15 minutes. Somebody, when I got to town today, they said, you know, you've only got 15 minutes. You can't do it. And I says, I'll give it my best shot. I was in Europe one time, and we were at Radio 1. There were three train cars. In the back was the office, and in the front was the guy that was interviewing you. And he kept asking me, what is the best song ever been written? I said, I don't know. I haven't heard them all. I'm getting ready to go to Spain. Maybe I'll hear something in Barcelona. And I'll bring it back to you. But I don't know. I haven't heard all the great songs. Oh, no, what is the best song? So he kept going on and on and on and on, like this. You know. So finally, the guy kept asking me. I kept playing songs. The guy said, is that the best song? No, man, I don't know. So finally, my friend David Olney, he was in the back car. He was in the third car. He found the number to the DJ that was interviewing us, see? So he called him. And this Dutch guy answers the phone, this Dutch DJ. He said, hello. And you can hear Olney saying, hey, Dave Olney, tell Eric the answer to the question is Stand By Me. think I'm going to close with this one since we're. I'm trying to stay. I'm looking at my clock and I'm trying to do right. I'm really trying to do right, you know. This is called the awkward part of a radio show. You can see all the radio people going, "What the hell is he doing?" He's tuning. I don't know if this is one of the best songs. Or if this is the best song. But it sure as hell is one of the best. This song was written by my friend Towns Van Zandt. It's one of my favorites. Well, my days, they are the highway kind. You only come to leave me. Leaving, I don't mind so bad. I think it's the coming that I crave. Pour the sun upon the ground. Stand to throw a shadow. Watch it turn into a night. Man, you can feel a spinning sky. Well, time amongst the pine trees. Boys, it felt like a breath of air. Most times I just walk these streets and I tell myself that I care. And sometimes I believe me, but sometimes I don't hear. Sometimes the shape I'm in won't let me go. I don't know too much for true, but my heart knows how to pound. And my legs know how to love someone. And my voice knows how to sound. Shame that it's not enough, ain't it? It's a shame that it is a shame. You follow the circle down where you you gonna be? Well, you're the only one I want. I've never heard your name. Let's hope we meet someday. But if we don't, it's all the same. You see, I'll meet the ones between us, but I'll be thinking about you and all the places I have been, why you were not there. You're my tears, you're the highway kind. Come to leave, leaving I don't mind. It's the coming that I crave. You know where you pour the sun upon the ground? You stand to throw a shadow. Watch it turn into a night. Man, it'll fill a spinning sky. Will. It'll fill a spinning sky.
Mr. Eric Taylor, and he will be back with us in the second half of the program as well. All right, y'all having a good time? You know, we're at that magical halfway point in the show. It's running a little long tonight. Oh, is it? No, I don't know. But if it does run long, it's Enid's fault. Because Enid's in charge of running this train and making sure that everything gets done on time. This is a great show tonight. This is a challenging show for Enid, and we like to challenge her because she works hard and she's very specific about the way things should be done. And we have a couple of artists tonight, at least, that like to toy with her. And I think that's a good thing for her once in a while. It kind of loosens her up a little bit, you know? So it's a good thing. All right.